More of Like Effect now. I'm Mitch Teich. When was the last time you updated your resume? Even if you're not actively seeking a job at this moment, experts say it's good to keep it current. So not long ago, we turned to Madison-based certified master resume writer Brenda Bernstein, who's also the author of the new book, How to Write a Winning Resume, 50 Tips to Reach Your Job Search Target. She shared those tips with Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce, including targeting your resume for a specific job.
Every job does require something different, and the trick in writing a resume that's going to be a winning resume is to look at the job description, look at the keywords that are in the job description, put them into your resume, and not just put them there in a list, but substantiate your ability to meet those skills and show your results from the activities that you performed. You always want to be showing results. Numbers and results and accomplishments are what are going to get you the job, because if you just write that you had these particular duties, even if you hit all the keywords, it's not going to get you very far, because there's going to be someone sitting next to you who had all those same job duties, but you increased sales by 80% and they increased sales by 60%. So which one of you is going to get the job?
Well, so where do you start? How do you recommend people begin to create their resume?
This is actually one of the chapters in my book, What Do You Do to Start Getting Prepared to Write Your Resume? And one of the things that you need to be really clear about is what your accomplishments have been in all of your past jobs. So you're going to want to look at what you did in your previous job and go through and look for, okay, how did I make a difference in that organization? Did I increase sales there? Did I improve processes there? What makes you unique? What is it that you want to convey through your resume that's going to make you shine as someone with a unique personality, unique accomplishment? If you can actually show yourself, even something about your personality through a turn of phrase or something in your resume, then you're doing a lot more than most people who are submitting their resumes. So really think about it. Who are you in the workplace? What have people complimented you on? And how can you transmit that information through your resume?
Now, for some people, that might be quite a few things. How do you prevent information overload on your resume?
That's a good question. If you think you have too many things, there are several strategies that you can use. One of them is to organize the information creatively. One way to do that is to put categories. So let's say here are three examples of how I shrank costs at my organization, 1, 2, 3. And then here are three examples of how I did revenue generation at my organization, and say 1, 2, 3. And here are three examples of how I thrived with customer relations, and then put those 1, 2, 3. So then it doesn't feel for the reader like it's just, instead of having just 9 bullets all in a row and they're indistinguishable, you can divide them into these categories. It makes it a lot easier for the reader to absorb it.
Are employers looking for different key points on a resume today than they have in the past?
I would just say that they are much more focused on wanting to see numbers, wanting to see metrics, wanting to see what results did you produce. In the past, it was sufficient to write your job duties, and that's just not going to fly anymore because everyone has the same job duties. They're all applying for the same position, and it just doesn't matter at this point. Now, you might need to have those words because you want to have the right keywords in your resume. But if you have a keyword, you want to not just have the keyword, but have how you use that keyword to make a difference. What's the result you got? It's always, what's the result you got? What's the result you got? I think that's a big change over, let's say, 5 years ago, where there were more resumes that were actually succeeding in getting jobs through speaking more generally about the job duties and responsibilities. I take the word responsibilities off my resumes. It just, in my opinion, doesn't belong on a resume.
Well, what are some keywords you should definitely leave off your resume, or other do not do's that you suggest to your clients?
Some other words that I find commonly on resumes are the words help and assisted, those are tricky words for a resume. Now, if you're a nurse and you assisted a patient, then you probably need to use that word. But if you assisted the director to organize a conference, that doesn't tell us much. We want to know exactly what you did. You don't want to say that you helped do things and assisted in doing things, because that leaves you not really, it leaves the reader not knowing what you did. So be specific. Come up with a verb that's more about what you actually did have responsibility for instead of that you helped someone else do something. The other word, this is my personal pet peeve, is the word various or variety. I don't see the reason for it. And if you have various or variety on your resume, look at whether you can take it out and get a more powerful phrase without it. So you might say, oh, well, performed legal research and wrote memoranda and briefs on various civil, procedural, and substantive issues. Various is in there. So if you take it out, then you are actually forced to describe what those procedural and substantive issues are. So you might be left with performed legal research and wrote memoranda and briefs on civil, procedural, and substantive issues, including unconscionability, issue preclusion, and equitable estoppel. And you can hear the difference in the power of that bullet.
What would you say is the big tip that you have in how to write a winning resume that every resume writer should know?
Well, there are two. Number one, target your resume. Another top recommendation, of course, is to write about your accomplishments instead of your responsibilities. And I'd say a third thing is to use an appropriate format. Do some research on your industry, what formats are acceptable in that industry. If you're in insurance or finance, you're not going to have a very fancy format. If you're in sales or marketing, then you might. And then you need also to have a resume. And just today, I got a new client who showed me her resume, and she's frustrated that she's not getting calls from any employers. And when I looked at her resume, what I saw is that if this resume were submitted through a computer system, the computer wouldn't be able to read it. How to format a resume so that the information you put in it will actually be read by the computers, which is extremely important. It was sad because this person had great accomplishments, but she just didn't have the right formatting, the right headers, and the right organization of her resume that probably anyone would ever see it. Like, they'd probably get just a blank submission on the other end because of the way it was formatted. So very, very important to format your resume correctly, to have one version for the computers, and then have your presentation resume that's beautiful and pretty for when you walk into an interview and you hand it over that desk.
Well, Brenda Bernstein, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Brenda Bernstein is Madison's only certified master resume writer, who's also known as the essay expert. Her recent book is How to Write a Winning Resume, 50 Tips to Reach Your Job Search Target. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce in September, and you can find more information from a link at wuwm.com/lakeeffect.